At 3:40, this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Ani Hyderai. It's an overcast 8 degrees Celsius with scattered showers outside the East York studios. For the news today, Rob Ford may be audited after a resident's request on a city, from a city committee. Toronto Star reports that it has been suspected that Rob Ford financial campaign may have broken some election laws. Experts quoted in the story said that financing may constitute a corporate campaign donation, which is against the Toronto's elections bylaws. Ford spokeswoman Adrienne Betra said Mayor Ford will show full cooperation. In recent tax news, tax season is quickly approaching for Canadians. Many leave it to the last minute, but for international students, getting it done early is one less stressful task they must complete. At Centennial College, foreign students were given help on completing their tax returns. The process is quite different, says Apish Patel, as he stood in line waiting for some financial assistance. James Wadi reports.
By these only. Therefore, I'm just coming and I want to apply for the tax return. Because I don't have a SIN number, but they use some TIN number, which is related to SIN number. So by this, we can apply for the tax return.
An income tax number is given out to international students as a replacement for the standard social insurance number. The service will be provided all week. A Toronto parking officer was charged with assault. It has been alleged that the officer was assaulted while working at Ossington Avenue and Queen Street West. Toronto Star reports the police was contacted and took the man in custody where he appeared to be assaulted. 42-year-old Devin Henry was charged with assault causing bodily harm. He will appear on court on June 7th. Two Canadians were killed in Morocco. The Toronto Star reports that it was suspected suicide bombing in the Marrakech Cafe. Among the Canadian casualties, about 15 were killed in the explosion. Some of the casualties have been reported to be from France, Holland, and Morocco. The victims' names have not been released. The Star reports that the Moroccan authorities have rounded up thousands of terror suspects in recent years. Government spokesman Khalid Nassiri told the Associated Press that an act of this magnitude will leave a mark on the tourism industry of Morocco. Turning now to sports. The Ultimate Fighting Championship is here. For the very first time ever, MMA giant UFC will be broadcasting live tomorrow night from Rogers Center. Canadian sensation George St. Pierre will be facing Jake Shields in the main event. It has been reported that this will be the biggest UFC event in North America. The event sold out, however, you can catch it on pay-per-view. Don't miss out. In hockey, the Vancouver Canucks beat the Nashville Predators with a score of 1-0. Chris Higgins scored on the second and Roberto Luongo stopped 20 shots. Tonight, Tampa Bay will be playing in Washington and Detroit will be facing San Jose. In baseball, the New York Mets will be facing the Philadelphia Phillies tonight at 7. And now for entertainment. The Scranton branch manager of Dunder Mifflin said their final goodbyes to their manager, Michael Scott, in last night's episode of The Office. Steve Carell has been on the show since 2005. Carell will be playing the role of Cal Weaver in the upcoming romantic comedy, Crazy Stupid Love. Wedding bells rang early this morning as Prince William and Katie Middleton shared their first kiss as husband and wife. CTV has been covering the wedding since 4 o'clock this morning. The royal couple will be visiting Canada in about 2 months. Catch Fast Five tonight in theaters, where Vin Diesel will be going at it with Paul Walker, joined by The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, in the latest installment of the high-octane Fast and Furious series. And that's Observer Radio News. For more radio news, check out torontoobserver.ca. I'm Arnie Hyderai. Thanks for listening.